Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Wicked tones, you know. What?
Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga.
In a minute. I know, by the way, if you know that song, I know he doesn't say Wiggy, Wiggy, Wiggy. He says Wicked. But anyway, welcome, guys. Meat and Potatoes, we're back. We haven't been with you guys in what? Months? Feels like years. And look, here's my co-host. He just decided to join. There he is. And guys, because you probably is the first time you're hearing our show, so you're so excited. They're like, who the hell is this sexy guy talking right now? Who's the other sexy guy talking? That sounded weird, but you know what I meant. Meat and Potatoes. I'm Andre Brown. That's my co-host. He's John Ross Alexander, a.k.a.
A.k.a. Mr. Sunday Night, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Mr. Sunday Night, a.k.a. your girl's favorite side nigga, a.k.a. the greatest fat nigga you'll ever meet in your life, a.k.a. Mr. Braided Locks. Yes.
I
am home.
Even better than Big Pun and Biggie and all them, because, you know.
A little bit better than. Plus, the nigga just got his dreadlocks braided, so I'm on 10 right now.
So you feeling yourself? Yeah. I
feel myself. Also feeling the mess of
heaven. There we go. All right, y'all. Yeah. So like I said, we haven't done a show in months. We're glad to be back. We have no idea what the hell we're gonna talk about, but it's a sports podcast. We're just gonna free ball like we usually do anyway. So.
Right.
I mean, hell, what
pause.
Do we, all right,
pause.
So what do you want to talk about? Like,
let's see.
So what do you want to talk about? I mean,
first,
we got the NBA Finals, first, we got the draft, NBA offseason, NFL draft, NFL offseason, the Super Bowl,
which I really
don't remember.
Before we get started, though, well, I want to take time to recognize some people who definitely have left us these past few months. Of course, Buddy Ryan passed Sunday yesterday. The late great Muhammad Ali, you know, Prince, you know, those people should be honored. I mean, of course, Prince isn't, you know, a sports figure, you know, that's the basis of our show, but, you know, I definitely want to recognize him.
He played basketball with Charlie Murphy. He did.
Yeah.
He did.
And he used to play high school hoops. Well, that's actually recruited to some colleges, but he was at the music thing, I believe. And he's out of high school. Yeah. So, you know, rest in peace to those legends, you know, especially Pat Summit. That really threw me off. She, to me, is like literally, next to John Wooden, probably like one of the best coaches of any sport ever. Like, most definitely. Like, she really revolutionized, like, women's basketball. And, like, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have not known who Candace Parker is, like, who is, like, my ultimate bet. You know, like, so many countless other hoopers. I believe, wasn't Cheryl Swoops a lady volunteer as well?
Nah, she went to Texas Tech.
I'm sorry. But, you know, countless other.
I mean, Tamika Holtzclaw went to Tennessee, mm-hmm. Tamika Catching, like you say, Candace Parker, so many. Yeah, Pat Summit was awesome. She was amazing. And her and Gino Auriemma, the coach of the UConn Lady Huskies, them together, their rivalry and them making their programs great made me personally want to give a damn about women's college hoops. I won't lie, and I don't think I should have to. I didn't really care about women's college hoops, and no one really did. But then when you had two dominant programs that were consistently great, it made you care about them. And the one half of that was Pat Summitt, and she was an amazing coach. And it's unfortunate that she succumbed to Alzheimer's. But at least she's resting. She's not feeling any more pain or any sorrow. So definitely rest in peace to her and all the people you mentioned, Muhammad Ali. I mean, we could have a show alone about him. But the greatest boxer, I think, but he was so much more than a boxer. Rest in peace to Buddy Ryan, one of the best defensive minds the NFL has seen. And Prince,
right.
I mean, come on, like, what more needs to be said about Prince?
Man.
So, yeah.
Prince
had
my muscle the other day. Right. Cool shit.
Yeah, he'd be doing that. All right. So where are we starting? I mean, look, why don't we just start with, like, what's going on recently or what's going on recently?
Yeah, let's look at the Sunday paper. Let's look at the newspaper here.
So we have NBA free agency starting July 1st, Friday.
Or Friday.
Yeah, right. My 2 days away Friday. Big fish, obviously, is Kevin Durant. Everyone thinks he's going back to OKC. Some people have him going to Miami or even your squad, the Clippers, which this won't happen because they don't have the money, unless they trade Blake Griffin. Which I think they should do. But
sign and trade, baby, sign and trade.
So where do you see Mr. Kevin Durant going?
He's going his ass back home to OKC.
And
you know he's from DC.
And for how long?
Oh, he's gonna be a lifer. I personally think he's gonna be a lifer for OKC, man. Like he cares about that fan base too much. They love him too much. He's never done anything to disrespect that fan base or disrespect fans ever. It's like the ultimate nice guy. The only time he claps back is people on Twitter who kind of come for him, like Stephen A. Smith. And he's like kind of like a giant little kid, essentially. He's like a giant shy kid. So he's not really into like the beefs and shit. I think that he knows that he will hurt that fan base if he left. Plus, like, I feel like he has some unsettled business there. You know, him and Westbrook, I think they're finally starting to catch their groove, finally. So whereas like Westbrook doesn't have to take over all the fucking time, and KD can be KD, he can be that superstar. I think he's gonna stay put. Right? Where the hell he's at? What about you?
You know what? I was talking to my brother about this the other day, and I agree with you. I do think he's gonna stay in Oklahoma City. I think he's going to sign for the one-year deal. I mean, the amount of money that he can get in 2017 is really absurd.
Astronomical.
Like, he can sign a six-year deal worth $230 million.
Yeah, that's like A-Rod.
$230 million.
You remember A-Rod signed that $252 million contract?
Yes.
And that was at the
and
man.
And that was in... That was like in 2003, and when I saw that then, I was like, what the hell? $230 million,
and
you
only stayed
out
a year, got traded.
Right. And I'm not good at math, but I mean, that's just a shade under $40 million. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, I do. I think he's going to stay in Oklahoma City, but I think there's a team that no one's talking about that where I think he could have a great chance to go to. And I
the
hate
Spurs?
Saying this because I hate this team.
The Spurs.
No,
huh?
I don't see that in. No. I don't hate the Spurs. I don't hate the Warriors. I have like a healthy respect hatred for the Spurs. Like, I hate them because they're so damn good.
Well,
but I respect them because they're
so
good. But
man,
no,
I don't like
them. I think.
Pretty sure he's a sociopath. But go ahead. We'll get to that another day.
That's another episode, apparently. I think a dark horse in this race to get Kevin Durant, I'm being serious, the Boston Celtics. Now, here's why I say that. Here's why I say that. Okay? Without Kevin Durant, and with Isaiah Thomas as their leading scorer, you're talking about a team that won 48 games in the East, got to the fourth seed. That was without him. You added Kevin Durant to that squad, he immediately improves you guys by at least 10 to 15 wins. You can be second in the East, and now you're legitimately contending for legitimacy in the East, or supremacy, rather. You can legitimately challenge LeBron. But think about it. Think about it, okay? You have all this young talent. You have a city. What? Shut up. Okay, so think about it. But, like, Boston's a great sports town. I hate them, but they are. They have a culture of winning. You have a damn good coach in Brad Stevens, who I personally think is better than Billy Donovan. And you have a lot of good young talent around you. Yeah, I do. You have a lot of good young talent around you. And you're in the lesser division. So even though the Warriors didn't win it this year, even though the Spurs didn't win it this year, even though the Clippers, you don't have to go and contend with them just to get out of your conference. You go to the East, bam, automatically you're already guaranteed an Eastern Conference Finals date with LeBron and the Cavs, as long as LeBron stays, which I think he will.
Yeah,
I don't see why you don't make that move. And with all the suitors, out there, including Oklahoma, well, outside of them that can give him the most money, obviously, Boston can give him the most money. They can max him out, no problem. Oklahoma City wants something in return? Cool. We have pieces. They had 8 draft picks this year. Not a problem. All that talent that the Boston Celtics have, Oklahoma City wants some of it. Go ahead and take some of it. He said what?
Didn't they trade some away? Didn't they trade those 8 draft picks away this
year? They traded some away. But they have so much. Avery Bradley, Marcus Smart, Jay Crowder, Solon. I mean, they can give a lot of people's dog. Isaiah Thomas and Kevin Durant, come on.
Dude, like, he's getting better and better, Isaiah Thomas is. Man, the Knicks were stupid for getting rid of that fool. Him and Tim Hardaway Jr., they could have really did some work for him.
Well, they're the Knicks, so come on. The Knicks are the same franchise that went and signed C. Francis and Katina Mobley and had Isaiah Thomas talking about, oh, they're going to be the next Earl Monroe and Walt Clyde Frazier. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck the Knicks. Anyway, I think Boston's
the real
dark horse.
You remember when Kevin Durant was supposed to talk to the Lakers? Yeah, me neither.
No, I don't remember that. Shut up. Don't be trying to take a shot. honestly, I don't want him to come to the Lakers. I'm a Lakers fan saying this.
Yes. His reputation.
He's not exactly. Like, if he comes to the Lakers, what is he gonna? He's not gonna win a championship. He maybe may get us to the playoff. It depends on how the rest of our roster fills out. He needs to leave us alone. Yeah, exactly. He needs to leave us alone. We're rebuilding. We're fine. There's going to be other, we're going to go after Wiggins in a few years. We're going to be okay. So,
you're talking about you'd be like, man, we're going to go after Melo this year. We're going to go after D. Wade this year. Yeah, you got shit to go after?
Of course. But you're supposed to go after them. Every team goes, Chicago went after Melo. You don't go after great players, and you're supposed to go after them. But I guarantee you, when we go after Andrew Wiggins in about 2 years, it's going to be better than we are now.
Man, we just need a wing. Honestly, I really think that we have the money. I think that Kevin Durant and Blake Griffin could really, coexist. Like, seriously. Think about it.
Y'all got to move someone, though.
Out of that three, yeah. It's nice knowing you, DeAndre.
Yeah.
Cole Aldrich would take it. Sadly, I would have to get rid of Blake Griffin because, they play the exact same fucking position. Like, even though, Blake is more of a flex forward, he can play either with a 3 or 4, Kevin Durant just has more of an overall all-around game than Blake. Not to say that Blake isn't trash. I hate when people say, Blake is trash, you need to get rid of him. No, he actually complements that team really well, but it's
he does.
Do you have...
But you can get the most value for them, though.
Exactly. It's like if you can have an opportunity to get, like, Michael Jordan, like, prime, like, 90, 91 Michael Jordan, like, but you have to get rid of your best player. Like, I'm getting rid of my best player 9 times out of 10. Like, the only time I wouldn't do it is if he had, like, if he's coming off a triple ACL surgery or some shit. But other than that, like, come on now. So.
Well, let's leave Derrick Rose out of this. But,
man,
I mean, he's meeting with the Clippers.
To the Knicks, though.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No, I mean,
he won't do shit.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I didn't think they were going to do it. I didn't think they were going to initiate that trade at all. But they did it, and, I mean, it'll be good for D-Rose. Like, he can actually have another superstar kind of, like, take the burden off of him. But he had Porzingis. It's a decent situation to go into because he doesn't have to play that aggressive, like, feels like he needs to go into overdrive, take over the game.
Here.
Exactly. So he can really kind of take it easy but still kind of show out a little. If he just makes sure, like, he's not going to get the – he still has a little bit of that explosiveness, but if he can kind of temper it, learn how to, like, you know, pick and pop with Melo or pick and roll with Prozy, like, he'll be good. They'll be good. Like, they'll definitely be in playoff contention. It just will be a lot. They just have to, like you say, about the Lakers, they have to fill up the rest of that roster. So.
Well, okay. Look, can I talk about my squad real quickly? Because we're in
no.
the mix.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, we're in the mix to get Hassan Whiteside. And I just want to go on record right now as saying that by the time any of you guys hear this, free agency may be over or may be in the midst of it. I hope the Lakers do not sign Hassan Whiteside. Leave
yes,
his ass the
about
hell
this.
Alone. And I'm dead serious when I say this. He is a horrible teammate. He's totally one-dimensional. He does not know how to guard in the perimeter. This nigga thinks he's Will Chamberlain. He wants the ball in the post. He's going to be a cancer for the rest of that young team if they get him. The Lakers should. You know who they should sign? They should sign Joakim Noah.
Yes.
That's who they should
sign. That would be a great signing for you guys. Because you guys will have a
veteran. That would be perfect.
From Kobe Bryant,
we have a veteran.
Fucking
we have a great big man passer, a man that rebounds, plays defense, he works his ass off, and he doesn't need the ball offensively. That's what
right.
you need,
like,
he knows
you.
How to win.
He can get you like a smooth 6-12-8. He'll give you a smooth 22-6. Like, you have the most. The thing about Joakim Noah is that, like, if you look at his stats, he has the most lopsided stats ever. Like, this fool can go for 33 in a game, but have like one rebound and somehow 9 assists, and he's 7 foot tall. Like, I don't understand it. But on the adverse of that, he'll have 3 points, 24 rebounds, and a half of an assist. So.
And he'll also have like 3 steals and 3 blocks with that. I think Joakim Noah works perfectly in what Luke Walton wants to do in this offense. We need to get him. Hassan Whiteside, leave him the hell alone. If a veteran Miami team led by Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Luol Deng, if they couldn't rein his ass in, what the hell do you think these kids on the Lakers are going to do when he starts bitching and whining and complaining? Who's going to step up to him?
D'Angelo Russell?
Jordan Clarkson, Julius Randle?
Do you keep D'Angelo Russell as your point guard for the point guard of the future? Whoever fucking position
yes,
he plays?
Absolutely. Yep. No question about it. And I'm so sick and tired of everyone trying to shit on him right now because he snitched. He's a kid. He did. He made that funny commercial.
Do you know what really pissed me off about that? Is that people were reaming him for recording Kobe's last moments with his teammate in the fucking locker room. They got on him about that. It's like, didn't he learn? Ha, 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 ha. Like, nigga, he's celebrating with Kobe. Shut the fuck up. You go celebrate Kobe and tell me you don't want to be on Snapchat. So dumbasses.
Exactly.
Sorry. That has to be said. I'm nowhere near a Laker fan. Like, I'm nowhere near a Lakers fan, but that's some dumbass shit right there, yo. Like, for real. All you fucking Twitter analysts and shit like that, shut the fuck up. Like, seriously.
No, you keep D'Angelo Russell. I'm going to tell you right now, that kid's going to be a stud. And everyone sits here and says, oh, well, he's slow, he's not explosive. You know who else is slow and not explosive? James Harden. I'm sorry.
You know
he averaged how many points? I'm not comparing them to, but I'm saying you don't have to be an explosive athlete to make do in the NBA. D'Angelo Russell is an incredible point guard.
You don't have to be super athletic to still get, you know, the average 20 points a game, my nigga. Like,
I think he's going to go for 15. I think he's going to go for 15, 5, and 5 this year. I think he's truly going to have, especially in an up and down system. Oh my gosh.
Put it like this, it's like
amazing.
Like, nigga, you really do not, like I said, you don't have to be athletic to get 20 points a game. Like, all you have to do is just develop a jump shot, catch a shoot, or make sure you got a couple of post moves and get you, like, a little 10 to 12 foot jumper. You're good. Like, fuck else? I mean, niggas ain't got to, like take a triple Euro step with a 360 and shit. That shit is not required. That's extra. That's flash. So.
All right. Yeah, I don't get it either. But no, you absolutely keep him. The Lakers better re-sign Clarkson. They have Ingram. They have a nice young core in place. You have Nance coming off the bench, Anthony Brown. You still have Lou Williams, Brandon Bass, and they come back. We have a nice young squad. Playoffs are not.
Yeah, got Roy Hibbert.
Understand that, but no, actually we don't because he was on a 1 year deal. So don't So you guys can take him though. Have fun with that.
Nah, we're good with our DJ.
Oh no, but he could be a backup. So if you ever need like a big man,
we got
Cole
Lowry
all the time.
Thanks.
You can go and pick up Roy Hibbert. Oh, that's true. Well, you know, hey, any teams that need a big to fall all over the floor, Roy Hibbert's your guy. You got it.
You have a man. Look at your face right now. You're having
that. Oh gosh, man. Such a waste of height. Like, what? Like, how do you, at 7'2", 260, always end up on the floor? I don't. How? How's way? How? How?
That dude.
Oh, goodness. I just, man. But anyway, free agency. I guess we can talk about the draft. I don't know. I mean, you guys picked up.
Yeah, we got
pieces.
Like 7 minutes.
Bryce Johnson. Okay, so we got time.
Man, I ain't even really watching the draft. All I know is that light skinned Australian nigga got drafted. That's all I know.
His name is Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you know more than that. So you don't know who the Clippers drafted?
I forgot actually. But to be honest, life has been so crazy. I have not. Yeah, we got Bryce Johnson, nigga. Hell yeah. That's so dope. What's the university
anyway,
of what
no
the fuck?
All right. let's see. Let's switch. I don't know. We could talk more free agent, or we can do NFL. I'm trying to see Andrew Luck signed a new deal.
So, yeah, man.
Andrew
Luck
signed a new deal, so that's
guaranteed.
Cool.
$87 million guaranteed, bro. Like, do you realize how many Chevrolet Camaros I can buy with that? Like, do you realize how...
I thought you were going to go with that, but...
Right. Do you really realize how many honey buns I can feed other humans with? That's a lot of fucking money, $87 million, guaranteed. So he can literally shit the rest of the rest of his fucking career.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he does. He had an awful year last year, but he got beat the fuck up last year.
Well, that's why, because he didn't have an offensive line or a running back. But
man,
I don't know if they picked up a running back, but they did draft offensive linemen. So if they can keep him upright, he's going to be worth the money.
My man's had a whole-ass lacerated kidney. That shit wild to me. But
he's worth it. He's a top-10 quarterback, and I still don't think they're going to win their own division this year, but that's just me. And, you know, but hey, I mean, good for him. I mean, you know, what are they going to do, not pay the guy? Like, you're going to pay your franchise quarterback. So they got him for another 5 years, and by that time it'll be like his ninth year in the league. So he's sick. Congrats to him. He deserved that contract. Fletcher Cox from the Eagles did not, because he's only made one Pro Bowl, so I don't see why he's the highest paid non-QB in the league, but okay, so that's fine.
You know what's cool?
But tell me something about your Chargers. We got 4 minutes left. Tell me about your Chargers.
Our own top fucking draft pick hasn't signed yet, so that's good.
Damn, still?
Still. You know what it is? The signing bonus. He's been showing excellence. Yeah. It kind of makes me a little sick.
He'll be
he's wearing JJ Watt's number too.
Oh boy. Yeah. Why, I thought he'd wear 97.
I don't know why.
I think
we he's either taking or retired. But fucking, no, Corey Leggett is 93. Either way, no, we're fucking ass. We're going to go 4-11. I mean 4-11. 4-12. But guess what? My other team.
Okay.
That's, my other team is also going to be ass. My other team.
They are.
My adopted team. Oh, my God. And the other.
They are.
Well, re-adopted team is your team, actually. I've already told you.
Get off the bandwagon.
We have.
You're just
gonna
like every
this.
Team in California
we
now.
We have discussed this. I told you, I'm a Los Angeles native. I was 6 years old when the Rams left. I did not know who they were because I didn't watch football at the time. However. I'm going to root for a team that plays in my city, unless it's the Raiders. And I will kill all the Raiders. But anyway.
Actually, speaking of the Raiders, we have 3 minutes left. I do want to quickly say this. There's a rumor going around about the Raiders possibly moving to Las Vegas. I think the Raiders would be the perfect city for them. And I think
I'm
they need to hurry and do that. I think they need to make that move. Oakland's a great sports town. I know they're going to miss the Raiders, but look, if you're not willing to get them a new stadium, they need to go to Vegas. I think that'd be a great move. Las Vegas
right.
Raiders, that just sounds good.
Who would take their spot? Who would take the – because you need a football team out here. You need a football team in Oakland. They can't just thrive off of the fucking Warriors. They won't even have them. They were going to be in San Francisco.
Why not?
No,
we didn't have a team for 20 years, and we had to thrive off the Lakers and the Clippers for 20 years. So Oakland will be okay. They have the A's, and they'll be all right.
They'll just have the A's. That'll literally be the only team left because the Warriors are leaving.
The Warriors moving to Frisco.
Yeah.
I think this season.
That's
Sure happens. But my team's back.
Second
of all, my team's back. I have no idea how we're going to do, but,
you know.
You
hear me?
I'm excited. Football's back. I did not hear you. What
you said? Oh, that I met Festus Azili. He's a cool guy. He tends to hang out all over Oakland. He does like Oakland nigga shit. Like, yeah, he's a cool guy. Gave me $100.
That's fun.
Yeah. No, he
did.
Cool. But still.
All right. Well, our show is almost over. So our show is almost over. Or basically, it is over.
It's over.
But this was an odd show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And
not fuck off.
On iTunes, Facebook, all that stuff. All right, you guys. Take care. Anything you want to say?
The show just ended, dog.
I know. This is why we need to be on SoundCloud.
I know. If anybody's listening to this, fuck Block Talk Radio. Like, seriously.
Next week, Wednesday, let's do SoundCloud, please.
Depending on how leftover drunk I am from this weekend, you got it. All right, you got it. I'm going to do
You'll
it.
You'll be okay by Wednesday.
Shit. No, all right, for sure, bro. I got you. Well, I'm about to head to bed because I got to be up early. All right, fam.
For sure. All right.